This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thought in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said, during the festive season, the countrymen should never forget about Swadeshi.
आने वाले दिनों में बहुत सारे त्योहारों की रौनक होगी। उन त्योहारों में आपको स्वदेशी की बात कभी भी भूलनी नहीं है। उपहार वही जो भारत में बना हो, पहनावा वही जो भारत में बुना हो, सजावट वही जो भारत में बने सामान से हो, और भी ऐसा बहुत कुछ। एक ही मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल, एक ही रास्ता आत्मनिर्भर भारत, एक ही लक्ष्य विकसित भारत।
The Prime Minister said, in this monsoon season, natural disasters are testing the country. He said during the last few weeks, the country has witnessed grave devastation caused by floods and landslides. He said these incidents have saddened every countryman and the pain of the families who lost their loved ones is our shared pain. The Prime Minister mentioned about the digital platform Pratibha Setu, which stores the data of those candidates who cleared all the stages of various exams of UPSC, but their name did not appear in the final merit list. He said through this portal, private companies can obtain information on these promising students and employ them. Mentioning about his podcast with Lex Fridman, the Prime Minister said the German football player and coach Dietmar Beiersdorfer listened to that podcast and was impressed and inspired by life journey of young football players of Shahdol. He said now this German coach has offered to train some players of Shahdol in an academy in Germany. Mr. Modi urged football lovers to visit Shahdol in Madhya Pradesh whenever they get time and witness the sporting revolution happening there closely. Saying that solar power is also transforming the lives of farmers, Mr. Modi mentioned about Devki of Muzaffarpur in Bihar, who changed the fate of a village with a solar pump. He said earlier, only a few acres of land were irrigated, but now water is reaching more than 40 acres of land. Sharing an audio recording of the Iron Man Sardar Vallabhai Patel on the events of Hyderabad in 1947, Mr. Modi said, next month, the nation will celebrate Hyderabad Liberation Day and will remember the courage of all those heroes who took part in Operation Polo. Mr. Modi said Vishwakarma Jayanti is on the 17th of September. He said this day is also dedicated to the Vishwakarmas of the country who are continuously passing on the traditional crafts, skills and knowledge science from one generation to the other. The Prime Minister said to help these Vishwakarma brothers, the government has also launched the Vishwakarma Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. Mr. Modi said the interests of 2.8 billion people of both countries are linked to the cooperation between India and China. He said India is committed to taking the relations forward on the basis of mutual trust, respect and sensitivity. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia and China oppose discriminatory sanctions against BRICS countries. In an interview with a news agency, he said the two countries have taken a common stand against sanctions that hinder the socio-economic development of BRICS member countries. The Russian president said that both are paying special attention to mobilizing additional resources for critical infrastructure projects and stand united in strengthening BRICS' ability to address pressing global challenges. Mr. Putin arrived in Tianjin this morning at the start of a four-day official visit to China. In U.S. Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and New Zealand's Michael Venus defeated the American duo of Marcos Giron and Lerner Tien 2-0 in the first round of men's doubles clash this morning. Earlier, Indian men's doubles duo Aniruddha Chandrasekhar and Vijay Prashant thrashed 8-seeded American pair Christian Harrison and Ivan King 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.